Good morning, RVA. It's 45 degrees and another beautiful day with highs back near 70 degrees awaits. Certainly a day not to wear socks.
Beep.
Water cooler. Ralph Northam continues to dominate the local news. By my count, there are 9 stories on the Richmond Times-Dispatch's front page about or related to Northam, including this one about a classic plaid pants mix-up situation. I don't think there's any new news, but the longer Northam stays silent, the more likely, in my opinion, that things stay exactly as they are, which I guess is what he's hoping for. As for Fairfax, I think this statement from the Virginia Democrats acknowledging the seriousness of a sexual assault allegation is a step in the right direction. I tried and failed to communicate that yesterday, so here's a short Twitter thread about how I could have done a better job. Justin Mattingly at the Richmond Times-Dispatch has a short recap of Superintendent Camras' first State of the Schools address. I can't find the full text of the speech on the internet yet, so if you stumble across it in your wanderings, please send it my way. From the RTD, it sounds like Camras spent most of the evening on the Dreams for RPS strategic plan and funding this year's chunk of it. I love when folks spend solid time and effort on a strategic plan and then use the dang thing to plan strategically. The Education Compact team will have their regularly scheduled quarterly meeting today at 6 p.m. at the main library. This, you'll remember, is one of the few times when the mayor, superintendent, city council, and school board all get together, hang out, and interact with each other like people. You can find the short agenda here, which makes me think they'll spend most of their time tonight discussing RPS's budget. Heyo! Both sides of the General Assembly have passed the hands-free driving bill and it will now head to the governor, assuming we still have one of those signing bills. The new bill prohibits while driving, quote, all uses unless the device is specifically designed to allow hands-free and voice operation and the device is being used in that manner. This means you can't hold or interact with your phone. Time to get familiar with Siri. The Richmond City Health District is conducting a community health needs assessment of folks in the region, and the results will help shape the future of work, local health organizations, and the kind of resources and services that may be available in our community. The survey takes just a few minutes to fill out and asks about what you view as the top issue facing health in your community. It also gets at the social determinants of health, the parts of everyday life that contribute to a person's ability to thrive, one of which is access to transportation. This is an easy and low-stakes way to get involved. You should take the time to participate, and the survey is available in both English and Spanish. FYI, tonight the city will host the first of several community town halls to ask folks what they're looking for in the next chief of police. Southside Community Center, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. If you can't make tonight's meeting, you've got 3 more chances elsewhere in the city, or you can give the city your input via this online survey. So many surveys. Where's the survey I can fill out to let the governor know what I think about his recent actions and current plans? This morning's long read is titled, In an Unequal America, Getting to Work Can Be Hell. On a smaller scale, almost everything in this article exists in Richmond, too. Here's an excerpt. Consider, in 2005, according to statistics, some 3.1 million workers nationwide commuted for 90 minutes or more one way, as Blow does. But that number had nudged up to 4 million by 2016. That's at least in part because as gentrification has jacked up housing prices in desirable areas like Washington, regularly listed as one of the nation's most expensive cities in which to live, low and middle income households have retreated further into the suburbs and urban periphery. And that, in turn, has caused them to spend more time and money on getting to and from work. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's Instagram is from Instagram user Creative Dog Media, and is maybe a drone photo, but dang, that drone is way high up in the air, and it is almost an aerial photo of the city looking west. Intro and outro music by Tommy Beekman. You can find more from Tommy at soundcloud.com/Tommy Beekman. And you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.